The times changed high, and Lonesome Club are proud to present the new Lightweights on Wednesday, December 21st. With Secret Weapon Ariel Poston back in the fold over the holiday season, the new Lightweights are sure to create a sound that is soulful and fresh, bringing together their love and knowledge of folk, pop, and soul music and turn it into something captivating for the ears and the heart. Tickets are only $10, and the show starts at 8 p.m. Come out and see the new Lightweights on December 21st at The Times Changed. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. While the flower begonia has been described as dark, grievous, petite, and elegant, only the latter could be used to reference the new musical project from Juno-winning Winnipegger Alexis Dirks. Her soulful voice is the heart of begonia and as heard on Lady in Mind, the album produced with the two Mats in Royal Canoe. That heart beats strong. On Friday, March 3rd, 2017, the hometown crowd will get an opportunity to hear the album live at the West End Cultural Center as Dirks and Begonia celebrate the album's release at a special show. Advanced tickets are available now for only $20 plus fees at Music Trader, Into the Music, the West End, and online at Ticketfly.com. So get yours and pencil in March 3rd into your 2017 calendar for Begonia's album release show at the West End Cultural Center. Proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
Being active just got easier. The new Recreation Services mobile app can help to maximize your opportunities for being active by giving you convenient access to all of your schedules and information whenever and wherever you need it. Learn more or download the app for free at uofmactiveliving.ca.
All right, we're back on Tell the Band to Go Home. I think we've ended Dell's career. He's quitting. He's leaving. He's out of here. He's walking out the door. I'm trying not to take it too personally, but I guess, you know, he's one of those who just hasn't seen the light yet, I guess, is where it is. Here, you know what I want to play for you? I want to play you this. I do want to play this for you. Oh, I also have the new record from Stephen Fearing. Maybe I should play that, too. But I want to play this first. Speaking of our pal Tanya, she dropped this guy's name to me a while ago, and it took me a long time to find the record. But now that I have, boy, am I glad. Here, I'm going to play this one first, and then, who knows, maybe another one. And, it turns out this is a pretty fine choice. I bought this just on Tanya's recommendation alone, and she did not steer me wrong. It's a beauty. The album's called Shine On Rainy Day. The guy's name is Brent Cobb. Check this out.
Be some behind me, Lord, cause I feel I'm doing well. I ain't been staying up late, making folks wait like I done before. For me to get on track, make up for what I lack. Black crow, I ain't a joke no more. Empty home, what's a man to do when he ain't got no dough? And his door's been kicked in by the damn tax man 2 days ago. Well, he gets a case of the blues, wants to break all the rules, so he pulls out his gun. Corner store's a good aim to make a little change, but it's a shame to blame some innocent one. Spirits pulling me down, and 110 in a pen is long. I'm a guilty man. I guess I see old crow. It is funny how it goes. I do confess. What good is freedom outside these walls if you're living dead? Pay my dues, make up no excuse like I did before. Make it right with the Lord. I told the sheriff some black crow, I ain't a joke. Oh,
baby's gone and I don't know why. She lit out this morning like a rusty shot in a hollow sky. She left me without warning, sooner than the dogs could bark, faster than the sun rode down to the banks on an old new car. She took a flatboat across the shallow, left me in my tears to drown. She left a baby daughter, now the river's wide and deep and brown, and she's crossing muddy water. Standing in the fields, beer out come November, and a bitter heart will not reveal a spring that love remember. When that sweet brown girl of mine, hair black as a raven, we broke the bread and drank the wine from a jug that she'd been saving, left me in my tears to drown. She left a baby daughter, now the river's wide and deep and brown, and she's crossing muddy water. Daylight's gone, and that big oak tree is groaning in a rush of wind and a river song. I can hear my true love moaning, crying for her baby child. River's wild to take her from her loved ones, left me in my tears to drown. She left a baby daughter, now the river's wide and deep and brown, and she's crossing muddy water. The river's wide and deep and brown, she's crossing muddy
bye.
by request for our pal Debbie, who phoned in and said very nice things about you. You weren't here, but it really happened.
Well, Debbie,
and
thanks.
She wanted to hear that song, and I love that song, and I have since the very first time I heard it. I still think it's great, and you know,
that's sort of my version of like it's sort of like an unknown legend type song. It's
kind of yeah, I guess so.
That was sort of the one I wanted to have that lilt.
Yeah. So that was Farewell, God Bless You, Goodbye from the album Prairiography. Before that, we heard John Hiatt, title track to his fine record, Crossing Muddy Waters. John Hiatt and Lyle Lovett coming to town February 28th at the Playhouse Theater. I can't remember the last time I was at the Playhouse Theater, but I know it was a long time ago. So that's kind of interesting. We heard something new in there from the Brothers Comatose. They have a new covers EP. We heard their version of Ryan Adams' To Be Young Is To Be Sad Is To Be High. I left off their version of I Want a New Drug, but I'll be playing that soon. I just didn't want to embarrass myself if you came back singing along. And we heard Brent Cobb in there from his album Shine on Rainy Day with a great song called Black Crow. That's
I gotta get that one.
A little more bluesy than the rest of the record.
Yeah, that's a cool record.
It is. It really is. It's good stuff. Yeah. So we're welcoming our guest today. Here's Del Barber has just joined us, just walked in. Welcome, Del.
Hey, thanks for having me here, AJ.
It's a pleasure to have you. You're looking happy and healthy and
man.
Well.
Things are great. Sold out the Massey Hall last night.
Wow.
Carnegie
yeah.
Hall tomorrow.
That's amazing.
And I just thought we'd bring the Learjet through. We landed in front of UMFM here and... We got all the dancers waiting in the tour bus, but we decided we'd try to play you a couple songs. By we, I mean me.
But you know what?
Security.
You have the strength of 10 men, Doug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't need a band. Look at that.
Just breaking.
Hey, remember we were asking for donations? Now we need a donation to replace the microphone that Dell just broke. See, that's that superhuman strength.
Yeah.
You could always just swing around another mic if you want.
I think that'll work.
Okay. Let's hope so.
I'll just have a backup here.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
What are you going to sing for me, old lefty?
Hey, do you know Carter Felker? Have you heard that name?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Okay, well, Carter wrote this great song, and I heard it, and I said, some of those lines are wrong. I called him up. I was like, I got a better version. And I thought it would sound like a compliment to him, you know, because if someone did that to me, I would honestly be like, that's really cool. He listened to this song enough that he wanted to change some stuff. It's not that I wanted him to sing his song differently, but like I could picture myself singing it, right?
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, there's not a lot of songs I hear where I'm like, man, I should sing. Like, I know that song. It's the same feeling that John Prine had when he heard Clay Pigeons for the first time.
Yeah.
And he was like, maybe I did write that. You know, that's how I felt. But some of the lines, I just felt like, that's lazy. You know, he could have done better.
Those weren't your exact words, were they, during the phone call?
No, I'm being dramatic. Yeah. But, like, I'm a big, like, Carter knows that I love his writing, and he's brand new at this, and so he's scared. But then I took it.
And you told him his song sucks.
No, I told him
and
it was great.
Now he's even more scared.
I told him it was great, and that I just wanted to change it a bit, and he said, no. And then I sent him my version anyway, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty good, but you should just keep one of the lines, because he's like, you can't change the name to my title track, you know? But I did anyway, and I've been playing it, and I played it for him in Calgary. He's from Calgary. He's actually from Grand Prairie, I think. But you guys should check out Carter Felker. Maybe we'll get to spin some of his stuff on the show one of these days. But this one's called Everyday Life. I would have called it Grocery Store. I decided I'd let him take the title track, but all the good lines in it are the ones I wrote, obviously. You know. I work down at the grocery store. Go to work at 7, get home a little after 4. Lately I've been wondering what I've been doing it for. But they pay just enough down at the grocery store. Got a good woman, but she don't talk to me. I guess I hurt her pretty bad back in January. read some emails that were addressed to me. We still share a bed, but she's living far away. And the world wants to spin around me every day. But the sun is shining right in my face. So if I had wings, you know I'd never fly. It's too easy living this everyday life. My brother just got back from Mexico. He's got a pretty little place down in Wanzanayo. He asks me every year, but I don't go. He just called to say I told you so. And the world wants to spin around every day. And the sun is shining right in my face. So if I had wings, you know I'd never fly. It's just too easy living this everyday life. There's men on motorcycles doing loop-de-loops, and I'm sitting here lining up the labels on cans of chunky soup. A man's supposed to wonder what he's doing it for when he's working down at the grocery store.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that Carter Falco song, yeah.
That's all right.
I made it a lot better, though.
Of course. Whose line is the chunky soup?
That's mine. Yeah. That's mine.
I like that one.
I really love the song, and I love the concept. And his whole hook, and I think it's really good, is it's too hard living this everyday life. And I always think, I think differently about it. I think people get complacent, you know. And there's so many references and songs about having wings and flying away.
Yeah.
But this guy, if he had wings, he'd never fly. And I just think that would, you know, that's even more devastating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think most people that are downtrodden or depressed and that are, you know, working people that don't actually have any real external forces making them be sad or upset, it's usually the complacency that gets them. And most of them have the ability to go. They just don't, you know. And we've had long debates about this, and Carter isn't in full agreement. But I encourage everybody to go check out that whole record of his Everyday Life. It's killer. There's some songs on there that are just devastating that I wouldn't ever touch. And this is the only one I changed. but yeah, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
You want to hear another one, Jeff?
Of course I do, Del.
Okay, here's one that I wrote fully.
Yay.
This is brand new, just finished. Been having a strange relationship with songs where I don't want to think about them too hard. I want to finish them and then edit them in the studio and let the musicians influence where they go, even to the point of finishing particular lines until I hear how it sounds, and so they can still sort of be new. It's not like the band's just supporting the song, but they're actually sort of rightfully engaged with its whole process. And so these are all sort of skeletons of songs, and I'm really excited about them as that, you know. I don't even know what key to sing it in. It's like it's that type of thing. But this is another story song, sort of in the same line of a grocery store here. Just a gas station on Highway 1. I've been working here forever. off and on. And it's Rockstar and Red Bull, smokes and chips. Guys wandering here lost, sick of the shape they're in. Graffiti in the bathroom stall. Jesus saves for a good time call. I don't know how I'm still hanging around, looking for easy way. Now diesel costs more than gas. Those whiny roughnecks with the lift kits, well, they can kiss my ass. And they all just want to get laid or paid. I hear the same damn thing day after day. Graffiti in bathroom stalls. Jesus saves for a good time call. I don't know why I'm still hanging around looking for easy way. And I always thought that I'd fall in love, but I ain't never been close enough. And I know by now, beyond some reasonable doubt, there ain't no easy way. Last time I left, July of 08, and a man walked through the door, pointed a gun in my face. I should have been scared, it gave me a thrill. I know change, it's a hell of a lot more than just will. Graffiti and bathroom stalls. Jesus saves for a good time call. I don't know why I'm still hanging around looking for an easy way.
I like that a lot.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I think that's pretty great. I'll put out your record.
I'm proud of it. Yeah, let's start a label.
You should.
You want to hear a song sadder than that? It'll be about the label. the most disorganized man with the least sense of financial management.
Which one, me or you?
No, me.
Okay.
Well, that's even better if we can't tell the difference. Starts record label. That'd be the great Winnipeg Free Press article. There's never been a business more destined to fail. The songs were good, but
nobody heard
couldn't
them.
Afford a computer at the office, so. Oh, man. I love when artists, a lot of artists are just like, yeah, we should start a label. I'm like, you're insane. We can't even pay our credit card bills, man. I don't doubt there are some artists out there that have a great sense of financial management and business, and they do really well generally, like Fred Eaglesmith, for instance. You know, like, that guy could start a label.
but he wouldn't
partly because he's a bit of a dink. I love his music, but also because he knows it's a financial nightmare, you know. So what do you want to sell? You want to sell
he did have discs. A major label for a while.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good name for a label.
Major label?
Yeah. but it didn't last very long, so.
Yeah. He's smart, though. He jumps. He knows how to jump. Like, he jumps before they want him to jump. He's, you know, he'll work with someone for a while and then jump, and you know, it keeps everyone decentered. And I really look up to him and how he runs his ship.
I don't think he jumps. Everybody just quits on him.
I don't know. I think he jumps.
Most people just leave him. That's enough.
That's a familiar feeling. Maybe we should hang out, him and I.
Come on.
No, I just... apparently, the show in Winnipeg, his show in Winnipeg, the last time he was here, was just absolutely killer. Yeah, I just heard it was, like, the best one in years. And I think it was mostly solo. Were you there?
No.
You didn't even...
We don't talk so much anymore.
No. Yeah, okay, you're one of those. Well, he's burned a lot of people.
Yeah, including his band. That's why it was solo.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard the show was great. Well... yeah, well, you get burned by a lot of people, but that, there's a common denominator there, too, right?
We're both. Yeah. Okay. Play the song, Bill.
All right. Here's another one. If you're into songs, this is one of them here. That's my favorite thing to say after a gig now. Of all the gigs we've played, boys, that was one of them, you know? It's called Lucky Prairie Stars. Yeah, my highway mind got down and broke. What used to get me there, baby? Well, now it seems like a bad joke. I got a little place. It's tucked away. A shade in my trees and water in my creek. Now you can give me good reason. Tell me beautiful lies. Bring me big city coffee. And promise mountains in my skies. You can leave a pile of money. And outside my door, you can take away my bed. You know I'll just sleep on the floor, baby. I can't go. Gonna stay right here. And if you run too far, well, you might just disappear. I'll be happy enough under my prairie stars. Counting mine tonight, let's see how lucky they are. Fill up your life with all the fancy things. You work way too much for twice as much as you need. To hell with your restaurants and your cobblestone streets. My roads are made of gravel and my freezer's full of meat. Baby, I can't go. Stay right here. If you run too far, well, you might just disappear. I'll be happy enough under my prairie stars. Counting mine tonight, let's see how lucky they are. Counting mine tonight, let's see how lucky they are.
Pretty good. We got a call in there from Carrie and Devin, though. They're wondering if, you know, call that Lucky Prairie Stars to try and capitalize on their success of Leaf Rapids. Are you trying to jump on that bandwagon?
Yeah, as much as possible. It could have also been that song had sort of had that title for a while. It could have been. But I would rather capitalize on Kerry and Devin because I absolutely love them and what they do.
Here, I don't know. Hello, UMFM. Hello, is there somebody there? Hello? Somebody called. See, when you phone when we're talking, I can't answer the phone because we're a rinky-dink operation here. If I say hello during the song, that
yeah, the producer is good. He's out for coffee.
Yeah. So if anybody does want to phone, you know, you can phone now or maybe later. Did you know it's Blaze Foley's birthday today?
Oh man, no. We should be playing some of the Duct Tape Cowboy.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with that, actually. I guess
you can't get a segue by Barber. Oh, that guy's sharp. Destined for radio, me. Yeah. Blaze Foley, what are you going to play?
Well, I kind of bet that maybe you should play a Blaze Foley. I know you know one or two.
The only one I can probably remember is the one you know I know.
And yeah.
I'll play that for you.
If you wouldn't mind, I mean, it's just a suggestion.
I might need to get reminded of the opening line to the
song. He's dead, though, so he won't know the difference.
I got to remember how it goes. I'll just start singing all the songs I just sang. That won't be right.
Yeah. It's the one that I think you're going to play, right?
Yeah.
Going down to the Greyhound station?
Yeah.
Can we get a ticket to ride?
I got it. I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. And ride till the sun comes up and down around about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to find sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Well, the people say y'all sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go and start over again. Might go back down to Texas. Go somewhere else that I've never been. Get up in the morning. Go out at night. I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to my song. Start playing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay and turn that night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids that sit down by her side. Gonna ride till the sun comes up and down around about two or three times. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again. I know what to say.
Well, thanks. That was mighty nice.
Yeah, Blaze, appreciate that. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah. Wherever he might be.
Well, if there's an afterlife, he's having fun, I would imagine.
You can guarantee it, yeah. So what's going on? So you're making these demos. How many songs are you going to go and try to lay down?
I don't know. It'll be, you know, like to try to apply for grants, you need to have demos that are decent. And I want to just have a sense that there's a group of songs that are going to work, and I don't know, 20, I don't know how many songs there are, lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no shortage of those. I just haven't, you know, had a chance to be around people that have been enthusiastic about them in a while. aside from Grant and my band and, you know, now with you, you know, getting to hear positive feedback. I haven't heard that in a long time from the people I was working with, so it's hard to get a good sense of who you are and if your songs are what you think they are, you know, when you're hearing. And it's fine, like I never thought of my songs as babies like some songwriters do. I want them to change, I want them to get better and evolve and yeah, all that. I don't think I own them, you know. When somebody writes a song, I think it's clear that them taking responsibility for it only goes so far. I don't think that responsibility, I think it belongs to the community. Like, whoever you surround yourself with, those voices are just as much in your writing as your own. I don't know.
Tell that to Carter Felker.
That's what I did. That's why, you know, that's sort of the auspice upon or sort of how and why I write is that I believe that and so that's why I thought it was a complimentary move. And I only can say this because we're good friends and supporters of each other. But like, and he, you know, if he wasn't a friend, he wouldn't have said, you know, this is a bad idea. You're dumb. You wrecked a good song. You know, I'm happy about that. But
yeah. All right, so it's you and Grant again. Grant seems to be sticking around. That's good.
I mean, he gets me, and he is just encyclopedia of music, and understands. You know, and I don't want to speak out of turn about his ability to commit to this project. I think that he's fully involved and probably doesn't have a lot of Corblund dates coming up in the near future. So yeah. I think there's going to be lots of time for trying to make a new thing.
Well, that's you know, the Noel Goretzky's thing. That's that record is almost as much a Grant Siemens record as it is a Del Barber record. I think
yeah,
it's
totally.
It sounds like him. Like he comes through so strong in that.
Yeah,
record.
I've always wanted to work with people who are allowed to be themselves in the studio. I don't like the idea of cloistering people's sound.
Yeah.
And, you know, the song's going to be the song, and I can get out of the way and try to let the people that are there sound like themselves and yeah, you know, play the song the way they hear it. And then everybody, you know, if you can approach it that way, everybody seems to be able to self-criticize enough to, you know, to make things good. And
yeah.
I mean, the hockey records, there's so much guitar on it,
yeah,
that, you know, we let Grant rip and if anyone was complaining about the amount of it, it was him.
You know? Yeah.
All of us were really excited about what he was doing and wanting more. And so that's how that worked out.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I do think it sounds like Grant, and I'm proud of that too.
So I guess where I'm going is, do you think the new stuff will have more of that flavor, or was that just, you know, because of the nature of that project, it kind of...
Yeah, I have no idea what we're going to make. And, that's the nice part about this labelless, this sort of rudderless boat right now, is that we don't really have to know.
Yeah.
We can just go in and sort of see what happens and let egos battle and try and, you know, make something that we all love, whatever's
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And, the only pressure we have is self-imposed, you know, because we want to make a living playing music still, again, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Missing the days of being able to pay the mortgage with the guitar, you know. And so, yeah, I hope that all personalities on there get a chance to sort of be loud and present, and it's not just a singer-songwriter record where the band just backs up the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to do. Making records is so hard. It's easy to get really great players together and play songs, but it's hard to make something that's artful and interesting, you know, from start to finish. It's damn hard. So, I think, and most of the time, people just get lucky. So that's what we're hoping for, you know.
Well,
you can intend all you want, but it's sort of, you have to just fall into some magic, I think, you know.
Yeah. And
I don't know. See what happens.
Now, do you feel like it might be time for a Winnipeg show coming up, or what
yeah,
are we
man,
waiting for?
I want to play here every weekend.
What? So what's it going to take? Who needs to make this happen? Who needs to make the call?
I don't know. I'm going to try to make something happen. I'm going to try to make something happen. It's just, you know,
people want to go. It's, you know, the comments are coming in.
There's just like, yeah, so it was 5 tickets. That's good. No, I really do. I think we're due for a show. And I think, you know, if I can get this record going, then there would be a...
But we don't want to wait for a record. That's
I know
point.
That. But I think I might do a smaller, more fun show before that. You know?
Because the other ones weren't fun? Like, what are you talking about?
No. They're all fun. But, like, you know, less pressure, more sort of like playing new songs, trying stuff out.
You know where that goes well? At a house concert.
That's true, yeah.
It really works so well there.
I'd love to play the Times again because I haven't played there in so long. And
it's too noisy there.
Yeah, I know, but like that would allow us to make as many mistakes as we wanted, you know, and still have a lot of fun. And then we could do a house concert that evening and then go to the Times after. And, you know what I mean? What about that?
I think that's great. I think you're never going to do it, but I think it's a great idea.
I don't think that you're right about that either. You've had some amazing acts.
I have
this last year, man.
I know, and there's
way
just
higher
one,
echelons than me.
There's just one prize remaining.
Well, yeah, it's... then you'll feel like you've accomplished everything, and you'll just it'll be depression.
You realize that's true. How bad it'll be all is. Over.
No, we should do one. It'd be fun.
You hear that, folks? It's on the books now. You just pick a date.
So you know that. I have some strong feelings about house concerts, and I really enjoy doing them. It's the same feelings I have about crowdfunding. You know, I'm not sure about. So okay,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, that's what you think. Yeah, I know that.
It is what I think.
But here's the deal: there are
greedy people who have ruined crowdfunding for everybody. There are people who have taken way too much money and come back with either absolutely nothing or something half-assed. You're not that guy, though. That's never going to happen with you.
Yeah, okay, that's possible. So that's okay. Let's put that aside. But the house concert, I think you do a good job. You do a good job with your house shows. It's you bring in a lot of people who might not necessarily sell at the park or be able to have a venue. There's a gap, right?
Yes.
You can fill that gap. I understand that. But I do worry about house shows when you know, we need promoters and sound technicians,
yes, and venues.
And I want to be an artist that, even if it costs me money, you know, because those things cost, to have a venue, to have a sound guy or girl that's excellent, if we don't invest in that infrastructure, then as artists we lose that. And so part of the thing that house concerts have done is begun to erode that infrastructure. And not always, like I said, I think yours is a really good exception, Stu's, but like, if there was a venue, even if the artist, because it seems like as an artist, when you're playing a house concert and it's sold out and you, let's say you make $1,000 or something, you know, usually you have to pay 30% of that to all the infrastructure. And so you're like, I'll just usurp all that and get more money. And all of a sudden my career seems sustainable for a little while.
Right.
But is it, you know, because if you want to grow, you need to have those people.
Absolutely.
And you want to live in a city. And I mean, you're like, one of the biggest live music supporters that anybody knows around here, and you are supporting that industry, so I have no problem with that. But there are a lot of house concerts that start to cater to people who don't end up going out anywhere else.
Well, but those people aren't going to go out anywhere else regardless of the house concert or not. A lot of the people that come to my house are not music people. They don't go to music venues, but they still deserve to hear it. They don't want to go somewhere where they have to worry about parking and, you know, lots of obnoxious people. And, you know, going to the West End is scary for a lot of people.
Well, like I know that. Half the time I go there, I get my car broken into, truck broken into. So,
yeah,
I get that.
So a lot of people just
but
don't
you know
go
what
there.
I'm saying, right?
Like, I do. I absolutely do.
And so this is always my trepidation with, like, I honestly love playing house shows, and I played a lot of them and play them in rural places where there are no venue and, you know, but it does worry me when all of our songwriters are investing in this scene, you know, and there's even more and more articles coming out about house shows being popular, and the amount, the kinds of people you can get at house shows are, you know, it's
but I don't really see the venue suffering for it. I had the same concerns as you, and the philosophical thing, I know exactly what you mean, and I'm on board, but I haven't seen any drop-off at the venue. You know what I have seen is the drop-off at the house concerts. It's harder to get people to come to a house concert, but I don't think that's really impacted.
You don't think there's a drop-off at venues?
As a result of house concerts?
Well, no, it's maybe not a direct correlation, but I mean just like
in general,
market saturated with shows, you know, of all kinds, of all descriptions. It's not special, you know? And
Winnipeg isn't oversaturated with anything, unless it's like J.D. Edwards shows. And I love J.D. Edwards, but you know what I'm saying, like there's a lot of the same people that are playing all the time, and that you know I could do with a lot less. I could also do with a lot fewer tribute nights in Winnipeg.
We really love the tribute night here.
I know, but it's just
what is that?
It's become its own its own genre. It's just it's taken over.
Well, and it's like, for some reason, we don't really like cover bands. Like, we poo-poo the cover band. But all of a sudden, if it's tribute night, it's like totally cool.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, at least the cover bands, like, they have a set and they play the same song and they're really tight. We'll go to tribute nights, and like, yeah, even if you get the best musicians, they've played the song twice, you know? And it's like, really? This is what we're spending $20 on? Like, I'm with you, man. I mean, I want people to have an appetite for original music, and I don't know what that looks like, how to create that infrastructure. It's hard. It has to be special, it has to be magical, it has to be something that people need or a need that you need to convince them of or whatever. But I have the same trepidation with crowdfunding, you know. All this infrastructure in Canada we've built up, you know, all the way from CanCon to Factor Grants to Manitoba Film and Sound, all of these really amazing pieces that have taken a long time and a lot of work and a lot of just hard-nosed labor, you know, to create. Sometimes, a thing like crowdfunding comes in and just sort of skirts around it. And I worry about that. I'm not saying that they both can't be symbiotic. But it is something that's sort of I have to sort of take into consideration if I want to be someone that could get grant funding or you know support you know from those types of bodies.
Yeah, but I mean the house concerts and the crowdfunding exist for the people who can't get the venue at the proper level or can't get the record label to put out their record. So they exist to help the people who aren't being serviced by the venues or the record labels in the first place. Now, there are lots of people who have, like I said, gotten greedy and just don't want to deal with the label because they figure they can get the money for free somewhere else. But you're not that guy is what I'm saying. And we can't worry about that.
Well, wait, it's not even like a personal worry. It's just like, if you know, how do I see industry working and economy working? It's like, I want to invest in those things and all of those aspects, you know, so I can have I can participate in a community that has venues.
But it's not up to you to save the venues, okay?
Well, no, but it's up to sort of artists to invest.
Hey, if you want to start a club or a group or something, you want to start a committee that's gonna work on this, then I'm down.
But all right, we're gonna start taking minutes right now.
If it means you're not gonna go do a gig, it's stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not an excuse or a high horse. It's just a matter of like. Of how do we invest properly in our scene, you know? And I think it's difficult to know. Yeah. Those shows aren't always the way to do that. But neither are going to certain shows and certain venues, you know?
True.
It's both. But not that that's propelling my reluctance to play. I actually really want to play shows, which you think I don't for some reason. But that's an interesting sort of point of contention for me, too.
Well, just do it then.
Okay.
If you want to do it, then do it.
I don't think you get it.
There's something I'm not getting, that's for sure. But, you know, we can figure it out.
Maybe your freezer. Maybe your furnace isn't actually working. Maybe you've just gotten used to it.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get one of those. It's delbarber.com. You can go there and check out stuff. And,
I don't know if you can.
Yes, you can. That's right. See, it's right there. That's you right there. See?
Okay, that's good.
That's you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Glad to know. It's still up there. I think the domain name might expire in the next couple of days.
Well, I'm going to buy it then. I'll sell it back to you.
You're going to make some money.
Price. I'll start your own unauthorized site. Anyway, is there a song or something you want to go out with, Dale? We got to go. What's the narrative is coming in. Great show at 4 o'clock. We got Waxy's Dargle at 5. We got Comfort Cafe at 6. Swing Radio at 7. All kinds of good stuff.
I don't know. You pick a song, and just not for me, you know?
Well, see, that's what I would pick, though.
All right. Well, you can choose, man. I trust you. You got better taste in music than everybody else. So let's go with Jeff's picks here.
But now I feel bad. Oh, like, what do you... Now I don't... Now there's too much pressure, you see?
No way.
No, I can't do it.
There's no pressure.
There is.
No. You should play a Lyle Lovett song. He's coming to town.
I should definitely.
Play L.A. County.
There you go. See? Was that so hard?
I want to record that. It's probably been recorded 7,000 times. But
I don't think so.
I always thought that song would be so great to record.
I can't think of a lot of versions of that song.
I can't either, but I mean,
if I had a boat.
Too many.
That one's been done.
Yeah, do not. I would never touch it. Yeah. I would never play it live. It's a great song, though.
Yeah.
But LA County, what a devastating. You know, oh, man. I'm hoping he plays it so I get to listen to it here.
Okay, we got to go. Telltheband2gohome.com for the podcast and stuff. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, still about the radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home returns. I think we're going to record something for Christmas Day. I'm not sure. Can you believe it's a week away?
No.
Yeah, it's true. Look at the calendar.
Where I live in the world, there is no like traffic or any notice for Christmas at all. The post, everything's the same. It's great.
Wow.
It's heaven. You know?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So
you should invite me over some.
Well, you should come. I did invite you, and you came.
That's true. One time. Okay, here's Lyle Lovett. Thanks for being here, everybody. It's been a lot of fun. That's my buddy, Del Barber.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Man, I love sitting around.
I love your show, man.
All right. Here's Lyle.
She left Dallas for California with an old friend at her side. Well, it did not say much, but 1 year later, he'd ask her to be his wife. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours, an old friend at your side. 1 year later, I left Houston with an old friend at my side. Well, it did not say much, but it was a beauty of a coal black 45. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds. When you're driving through the hours with an old friend at your side. So I drove on all the day long, and I drove on through the night. And I thought of her waiting for to be his blushing bride. And the lights of L.A. like diamonds in the sky. As I drove in to the valley with my old friend at my side. And as she stood there at the altar,
all dressed in her gown of white. Lord, her face was bright as the stars are shining, like I dreamed of all my life. And they kissed each other, and they turned around, and they saw me standing in the aisle. Well, I did not say much, I just stood there watching as that 45 tore.